Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2440B, and today's date is March 30th, 2021, and the title of the episode is Trump, a lot of things happening right now, military, only way forward. Let's talk about our health. A new study shows that omega-3s have a direct impact on reversing the effects of aging. Here's how. Researchers found that omega-3 protects and even lengthens a key biomarker for aging in our bodies called telomeres. Protecting the telomeres in our body is critical for anti-aging because telomeres generally shorten with age. The conclusion here is that the omega-3s were found to provide powerful anti-aging support at the deepest cellular level. However, getting the right type of omega-3s to combat aging and protect telomeres is very difficult in the typical American diet. This is why with Omega, this product makes it easier for you to get the right type of omega-3s in the scientifically correct proportions that promote anti-aging. In addition to every order, each customer will receive free shipping, free VIP life, health and fitness coaching for life, and a free new e-report titled The 30 Best and Worst Inflammation Fighting Foods. Get Omega with X22.com for 51% off by going to OmegaWithX22.com or click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, Trump and the Patriots, I do believe they were betting on the deep state, the corrupt politicians, to push their agenda forward. And we know from yesterday, and we'll be talking about that a little bit later, Trump crashed a wedding in Mar-a-Lago, and he was talking about what a disaster Joe Biden was doing, that he's going to destroy the country, that he cheated in the election. And I do believe what we are witnessing right now is the plan of the Patriots. Trump really doesn't look worried. Actually, what he's been doing is he's been building the foundation for the next administration, for the next Republican powerhouse. He's been building all of this up while the people get a taste of what is happening with the deep state, with the corrupt politicians. Now, think about this. We have a crisis at the border, and Biden and Kamala Harris, they said they're not going down there to visit yet. Actually, Kamala Harris said, I'm not going down there. Biden has not visited. Why? We had cameras down there. Ted Cruz went down there. We'll be talking about all this a little bit later. Went down there, and there was a staffer from the Biden administration that was trying to stop him from taking pictures. I mean, this is supposed to be a transparent administration, and they're trying to block everyone. Yes, their cover story was you have to respect these people, respect the people that are crammed into a small little space during a pandemic. Remember, they're continually telling us that we're in this pandemic. We have to stay 6 or 3 feet apart. You have to wear your mask. You can't go to school. You can't travel. You can't do this. But yet, they have the illegals down at the border, crammed into a little tiny space with no regard for the pandemic. They're allowed to travel around the country. They're allowed to go to school. We'll be talking all about this a little bit later. And people are noticing this. People see it very, very clearly. And yes, in the poll numbers, people are now questioning this. This was part of the plan. Expose their system. Expose it all. And now we have YouTube that is out there. And you know how they had the likes and dislikes? Well, we know when Biden goes ahead and he gives his little speech or whatever he does, the dislikes outweigh the likes. And YouTube is out there and they're working on removing the public dislike count at the request of content creators. Really, the content creators, they want that completely removed. Or is it the Biden administration that wants that completely removed? I do believe that is the Biden administration. And what we see happening right now is everything is about to change. Yes, Trump has let us know that things are happening behind the scenes. A lot's happening. We'll be talking about that in just a moment. But first, like I said before, Ted Cruz went down to the border. He took his camera, he was filming what was going on, and during the filming, there was a staffer that popped up and told him, you must not film here. You have to respect what is going on. This is not a zoo, she said. And then Ted Cruz says, well, this is disgusting what I'm looking at here. Who are you? Are you from the Biden administration? Are you a staffer? Because it seems like you're trying to block my pictures. And the way these people are being held during a pandemic, that is what is disgusting. That is what is disturbing. And you can see that this administration, they're not transparent at all. Now, what's very interesting is that the American people, they're starting to speak up. Are they going along with this agenda? We want all the illegals coming in. We want them crossing the border. We want no vetting where they get a piece of paper and they're allowed to travel wherever they want in the country. No, there was a survey that was done by Rasmussen, and it says about 5 in 8 likely United States voters say getting a handle on the flood of illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border is more important than providing amnesty to millions of illegal aliens. Think about what they just said here. Getting control over the border. What did Trump have when he was presidency? Control over the border. Trump was counting on the deep state, on the corrupt politicians, the puppet masters, to be completely out of touch with the American people. And they are. They have no clue what the American people are concerned with. And here from this one survey, and we're going to see other surveys, the American people are starting to speak up and say, this is not what we want. Yes, you might be pushing it. The mainstream media might be pushing it, but this is not what we want. And remember, during the BLM protest riots, they tried to cover it up. The mainstream media pretended it didn't exist. And what happened? The American people are much smarter than this. They went to social media. They saw videos. They saw firsthand accounts. They saw something very different than what the mainstream media was telling them. The same thing is happening down at the border. The Biden administration is trying to say that everything is fine. The mainstream media is trying to say it's okay. They're trying to brush it off. The people are now seeing the videos, the pictures. They're starting to see it all. Now they're questioning the agenda here. Because prior to this, we didn't have a problem at the wall, at the border. Trump had it under control. And now it's not under control. And remember, when Trump had the surge, there was no pandemic. And he controlled the situation. Now there's a pandemic and they tell us we can't do anything. But they're allowing this to happen and they're allowing people to come into the country during a pandemic. If this doesn't wake people up, I don't know what will, but it is waking people up because people are now questioning it. Now, what's very interesting is we know that Ghislaine Maxwell, she's being held in prison. We know Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. And now Ghislaine Maxwell, well, she has additional charges headed her way. And she has previously been charged with counts of conspiracy to entice minors to travel. That lasted until 1997. This new indictment provides that there is a fourth minor victim to this conspiracy, which took place between 2001 and 2004. The new indictment also adds a new charge, a sex trafficking conspiracy between 2001 and 2004. And the government further alleges that Maxwell participated in sex trafficking of a minor. Specific allegations in the superseding indictment: Maxwell groomed a 14-year-old victim to engage in sexual acts with Epstein. This is getting worse and worse. And if you notice, it has to do with a minor. Crimes against children. Crimes against humanity. What is happening at the border? Biden is allowing individuals that are not background checked to take these children. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster for him when the news starts to come out that these individuals who took these children, they are pedophiles, they are child traffickers, or something worse, something like Epstein. So this is just going to come back to haunt Biden, his administration. And then when you throw in Epstein who visited Epstein Island, Ghislaine Maxwell, using minors for sex trafficking, these individuals having sex with these minors. This is where you get the crimes against humanity, crimes against children. And yes, do I think this is going to go a lot further? Absolutely. Now, what's very interesting is we know that the Biden administration, they are pushing gun control right now, the same agenda that Obama had, no different. And we know how the American people react to this. Remember, they're completely out of touch of what the American people believe and want. And as the American people see what's happening, they start to realize, I need a weapon. And during the pandemic, you know what happened? More people bought weapons. The push for stricter gun control, what did people do? They purchased more weapons. More people have weapons now than ever before. Thank you, Obama. Thank you, Biden. Thank you for all your hard work. But the National Rifle Association, they have seen a jump in new members in recent months with 150,000 signups in 2021 alone. On average, the association is seeing about 1,000 new members a day. Why? Because there's two federal bills that have been passed in the House and they're going to be heard in the Senate soon. What does that mean? It means they're going to need more false flags. It means they're going to push this very, very hard, which means the American people are going to purchase more weapons. And now the NRA has around 5 million members. Will they succeed with getting what they want? Obama tried many, many times. I mean, if you look at the number of mass shootings during his presidency, it was unbelievable. I think he has the most mass shootings of any president. Why? Because they were trying to pass the UN Arms Treaty, which was sitting in the Senate. And he had mass shooting after mass shooting to try to push this, right? Why? Because you need an event, a crisis, to push these bills. Otherwise, these bills just sit there. Nobody looks at them. Nobody wants to push it through. But we're starting to see how the people are seeing this now very, very clearly than they've ever done before. Remember, everything that Trump has done was to expose the Biden administration, to get the people to see their system, to understand what is really happening here. Yes, if you're listening to me or you're listening to other people, you've woken up. You want to know more. Or if you've been listening for a long time, you still want to hear more, but you're completely awake and you understand what's going on. And this is what's happening around the country. Now, think about what Trump did in North Korea. He wrote letters to Kim Jong-un. He made peace with North Korea. Remember, the deep state, their plan, if Hillary Clinton got elected, which she didn't, she lost. They never expected her to lose. They were supposed to use North Korea to bring us into World War III. Trump countered all of this during his presidency, became friends with Kim Jong-un, walked across the DMC and shook his hand. And now, what do we see happening with the Biden administration? Well, they're trying to push their agenda that Hillary Clinton was supposed to push. Does Biden want to go down to see Kim Jong-un? No, he has no intention of going down to North Korea or even holding talks with Kim Jong-un. Biden's UN ambassador is saying that the U.S. is considering additional actions over the missile test. What are they trying to do? They're trying to push their agenda. Now, what's very interesting is that we know that Trump canceled the Iranian deal. We know that John Kerry, Obama, and the rest were very angry about this, and this is why Kerry was shadowing Trump, trying to keep the whole thing together. And now we see that the Biden administration is preparing to offer a new proposal to Iran on a way to possibly revive the nuclear deal. Now, that's very interesting. That reminds me of Post 3634. This is November 25th, 2019. It says, Valerie Jarrett, direct relay, Iran pre-post Iran deal, future marker. Kerry in brackets, direct relay, Iran pre-post, Iran deal, future marker. If known, why is it allowed to happen? If known, will there be justice? It's only a matter of time. Do you think Trump and the Patriots, do you think they set them up with all this? I do believe so. This was a complete and utter setup. Everything that we're witnessing today has been a setup. The biggest setup the world has ever seen. It wasn't about just arresting a couple people like Hillary Clinton or Obama. Do you really think that would have shut down the deep state? No, because who do you have to go after? Remember, these are just foot soldiers. There's different levels of foot soldiers, just like the mafia. If you go after the low-level foot soldiers or the mid-level foot soldiers, does that stop their organization cold? Is that the end of them? No. You have to go to the top. Do you really think Obama is the top? Do you think Hillary Clinton is the top? Or are there other individuals above this? We know there are other individuals above them that are calling the shots. We can name a few. Soros, Rothschild, and many, many others. Trump, the Patriots, they knew this. So just going around arresting Hillary, Obama, maybe Nancy, you think there'd be other people that just took their place? Absolutely. This was about exposing their entire system, getting the people to finally wake up. And the only way to do that is with a jolt like they've never felt before. And yes, they're going to feel other jolts, the jolt of the border crisis, the jolt of the pandemic, the jolt of seeing illegal immigrant children in San Diego to get in-person classes at migrant facilities, while the American students, they're still forced to do everything online. They can't go to school. Does this make parents angry? Yes. Remember, everyone is in a different position. Everyone sees things a little different. It doesn't have to be one thing that wakes everyone up. The pandemic is waking up a lot of people. Actually, across the world, we're seeing protests. Like in Romania, we're seeing people on the streets. We've seen this in other places. We've seen in Britain, people were out in the market shopping without masks. So it's not just one thing that wakes people up. People who have a small business and their livelihood is from that small business, they're going to wake up because of why? Oh, the taxes that are being placed on them. The new regulations that are being placed on them. They're going to say, well, wait a minute. We can't survive this way. This doesn't make any sense. The couple and only one person working that's making $200,000 and all of a sudden their taxes go up. That's going to wake them up. The people that are watching the border and they're saying, this is just unbelievable. I can't believe what's going on here. This is during a pandemic. Remember, they've been brainwashing everyone to think that this pandemic is awful. It's terrible. You have to be 6 feet apart. You got to wear your mask. You can't go to school. You can't go shopping. But they're watching this at the southern border. And they're watching people being crammed into this small space. And they're watching how the Biden administration is allowing people to come into this country during the pandemic. This is what the people are watching. And now we see the Biden administration, the CDC, giving us mixed messages. Remember, there are different factions that are pushing and pulling right now. Remember, the CDC said, we're all doomed. Cases are going up. I don't know how we're going to get out of this. And then we have the pharmaceutical company in the background saying, well, we have a vaccine. What are you doing here? Because all of a sudden, the CDC director all of a sudden flip-flopped on her story. Oh, no, we have the vaccine. This will stop the spread of coronavirus. And those people that get vaccinated, they can't spread it anymore. Look what's happening here. The message is becoming very, very confusing. As soon as the CDC director came out and said, we're doomed, what did Biden do? We might have to initiate the lockdowns and we might have to mask up again. And people are going to scratch their head and say, well, wait a minute. You tell us to get the vaccine. You tell us if we get it, we're going to be okay. Then you tell us if we get the vaccine, it's not going to stop the coronavirus. You're saying that we have to wear a mask if we get the vaccine, but the vaccine is supposed to be protecting us. So do we need the vaccine? Do we need the mask? Do we need any of this? What's the clear message here? Ah, that's what Trump and the Patriots are doing. Let's talk about our health. A new study shows that omega-3s have a direct impact on reversing the effects of aging. Here's how. Researchers found that omega-3 protects and even lengthens a key biomarker for aging in our bodies called telomeres. Protecting the telomeres in our body is critical for anti-aging because telomeres generally shorten with age. The conclusion here is that the omega-3s were found to provide powerful anti-aging support at the deepest cellular level. However, getting the right type of omega-3s to combat aging and protect telomeres is very difficult in the typical American diet. Get Omega for 51% off by going to omegawithx22.com or click the link in the description. They want the Biden administration, the different factions, to confuse the people. How do you wake people up? By confusing the message, by making the people confused. And then people start to see the truth out of all of this. Think about what is happening with these mask mandates. Remember, the deep state, the people that are in charge here who want people to wear masks, they don't want you to see those states or countries that removed the mask mandate. Like Sweden, they never had a lockdown. There is no masks. And they never had a problem. Never. Any other story that you hear? Fake. They didn't have a problem. And now with the states like Florida, Texas, they're trying to make it seem like there is a problem. Why? Because when you see a state remove his mask mandates, and you see the case numbers go down without the masks, and you see the states with masks and their case numbers are going up, people are confused. And we have Scott Moorfield. He tweeted this out. He gave us graphs of Texas, of Georgia, of Tennessee, and it shows the number of cases are going down. Now, what's very interesting about these areas is that right at the inauguration date, everything started to fall very, very quickly. So this is what he tweeted out. Wait 2 weeks, they always say. Well, Texas ended its statewide mandate well over 2 weeks ago. By now, hospitals, funeral homes should be overwhelmed, right? Nope, not even close. Georgia never had a statewide mask mandate at all. And at this point, things there should be a pretty close to an apocalypse that makes The Walking Dead, minus the zombies, look like child's play. Or not? No, they haven't seen that. Tennessee, my state, never had a mask mandate either. Sure, we had something of a case-demic, but things also never got close to getting out of control. And the curve has been more than flattened. And when you look at it, straight down. Remember, the WHO also changed how they did their tests. Remember, they did 40 cycles. Now they brought then, and actually the PCR test, if you listen to the guy who created the PCR test and you listen to other experts, the PCR test does not actually work. It doesn't show you that you have COVID. It's a faulty test. But if you look at New York, you look at New Jersey, you know, in California, these places that tell you have to wear masks, how come it hasn't dropped like a rock? Why do they have problems? Do masks make it worse? I do believe so. I do believe they wanted us to wear masks because it would help the test pick up something with the 40 cycles. And now people are starting to see this. Now, what's very interesting is that when Joe Biden was running for president, he kept bashing Trump about how he was going to do distribute vaccines and how it's going to be a lot better than Trump. Because Trump, he was leaving the vaccine distribution to state and local authorities and entities like the pharmacies. And that is ridiculous. Biden criticized him for this. The government should be handling this. So Biden became president and he put his policies into place. What happened? The federal government is still incompetent. And Biden's only real contribution to vaccine distribution has failed. The program is now being reconsidered. What he tried to do with the government did not work. Actually, Politico put this out. the Biden administration is rethinking a costly system of government-run mass vaccination sites after data revealed the program is lagging well behind a much cheaper federal effort to distribute doses via retail pharmacies. What system are they using right now? Is it Trump's? Yes. Why? Because it works. Remember, Trump is a businessman. He runs billion-dollar businesses. He knows how to streamline. He knows how to keep the cost down. He knows how to make things work. What does Biden know? He's been in government how long? He knows nothing. Just like with Obamacare, it's a government-run system. Yes, I know the private insurers, they are part of this, but this is a government-run system. Why do you think the exchanges during Obama, this is before Trump came into the picture, the exchanges that he was running, 50% of them went bankrupt. Why do you think the insurance premiums, this is before Trump, this was when Obama was president, why do you think they skyrocketed? Because their system doesn't work. They don't know how to make it work. And we can see that everything that Biden said never came true. And in the last couple of weeks, we've had Fauci, we've had Birx come out, and they've been telling their stories about Trump and how they could have done things a lot better and how they should have done this and that, and Trump stopped them. Well, Trump, he came out and he railed against them. Now, remember, he's not president, or is he? But he has the ability now, because optics are very good, they're in his favor, he can call them out on everything. And he went off on them in a statement. And this is what he said. Based on their interviews, I felt it was time to speak up about Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, two self-promoters trying to reinvent history to cover for their bad instincts and faulty recommendations, which I fortunately almost always overturned. They had bad policy decisions that would have left our country open to China and others, closed to reopening our economy, and years away from an improved vaccine, putting millions of lives at risk. Trump characterized Birx and Fauci as avid lockdowners who, if it were up to them, would have kept the country under totalitarian-style lockdowns to this day. If it were up to them, we'd currently be locked in our basement as our country suffered through a financial depression, he said. Families and children in particular would be suffering the mental strains of this disaster like never before. Trump also targeted Fauci's infamous flip-flop on face masks. The most vocal White House coronavirus task force member claimed in March last year, there's no reason to be walking around with a mask. Then he flip-flopped and he moved the goalpost, making himself look as good as possible. Trump called Birx a proven liar with very little credibility left. And he said that Dr. Fauci would always talk negatively about her and in fact would ask not to be in the same room with her. The states that followed her lead, like California, had worse outcomes on COVID and ruined lives of countless children because they couldn't go to school, ruined many businesses, and an untold number of Americans who were killed by the lockdowns themselves. Dr. Birx was a terrible medical advisor, which is why I seldom took her advice. Trump is now exposing these individuals. And yes, you're going to see a lot more. You're going to see a lot more experts come forth and tell you that masks were a terrible idea. Lockdowns were a terrible idea. We've known this from the past. And these people implemented this agenda knowing this. Actually, on my Telegram account, there is a video of an individual telling you all about this. So if you just go to Telegram, you can watch this. If you come to the x22report.com site, if you're on the mobile version, you can just scroll down a little bit. You can see my Telegram information, or if you're on the desktop, look on the right-hand side for it, and you can scroll up and down, and you can see the different videos and statements and things that are going on Telegram. Now, what's very interesting is that we know that the entire pandemic was made up by the mainstream media, made up by the WHO, using fake numbers. Remember, it has a curable rate of 99.97x. You know, it all depends on your age. The PCR was misused. That test was misused. They brought it out to 40 cycles. The mainstream media pushed fear. Governors pushed flu patients into nursing homes to kill them, to drive up the death rate. The mainstream media converted the flu numbers into COVID numbers to convince us that this was really bad. The politicians locked down the people, made them wear masks with no science to back any of this up. Actually, the science actually proves the opposite of what they were telling us to do. And we know that lockdowns don't work, masks don't work. And if this is just the common cold, if this has a 99.99x curable rate, why in the world would you take a vaccine? It makes no sense. And yes, there are certain people that are still brainwashed. They haven't woken up to this fact. And these people feel safer with it. Trump knew this. Yes, there are a lot of people that say we don't need this. I believe we don't need this at all. Do I think there's going to be a vaccine passport? No, I do believe this is what they've been trying to push for a very long time. Remember, all of this stuff that we're talking about was conspiracy. Great Reset, vaccine passport, trying to take your weapons, illegals coming over the border, being bused to different places or flown to different places during Obama's time. That was all conspiracy. That wasn't really happening. Well, now we come to find out that this is all true. Even the conspiracy of, it came from a laboratory in Wuhan, China. Remember they said it came from the meat market? Well, that's turning out to be fake, phony, and false. Mike Pompeo tweeted this out. The WHO report is a sham continuation of the CCP WHO disinformation campaign. It's why I recommend we leave WHO. Dr. Tedros collaborated with Xi to hide human-to-human transmission at a critical juncture. WIV remains the most likely source of this virus. And WHO is complicit. Do you think he knows something? Of course he does. They know the truth. And with everything that we're seeing, we're starting to see investigations. And we've known this was coming. We've talked about Cuomo. We know that Whitmore is going to be investigated. We know that Murphy's going to be investigated. They're all going to be investigated. And if you notice, more and more women are coming out against Cuomo. So we have another woman that came out and is accusing of Cuomo of kissing her without her consent. And there's actually a picture of it. And this is a 55-year-old Sherry Ville. She said Cuomo grabbed her face and kissed her in a highly sexual manner in front of her son in 2017 while touring flood damage on her property. Wow. This is not going well for him. And yes, they're trying to use the sexual harassment to direct everyone away from the nursing home scandal. Is it going to work? No. But what's very interesting is we know that they've been trying to cancel everyone. Think about all the censorship. Think about Dr. Seuss. Think about what they've been doing this entire time. Do you think the people like the cancel culture? Or do you think the people are against it? No, the people are completely against it. You know who's for it? The minority, the mainstream media, the deep state, the puppet masters. And this is coming from Breitbart. Majority of Americans view cancel culture as a threat to freedom. And this was a poll done by Harvard Caps Harris Poll Survey. And the people, 64%, said there is a growing cancel culture that is a threat to their freedom. Yes, people are waking up. They're not agreeing with all of this. And this will continue because this is about exposing everything, waking people up. Do you like what's happening? Do you want a vaccine passport? Do you want to be controlled? Do you want illegals just allowed to come into the country? While there's a pandemic, while they're telling you that your child or you cannot work, do you like it that you have to have a vaccine passport? But the illegals who are just coming into this country during a pandemic, they can just fly wherever they want. See, people are seeing this and they're objecting to it. Now, what's very interesting when we move to voter ID. Now, remember, Q has told us about voter ID a long time ago. And Trump, if you notice what he's doing, he doesn't want to come out and say, let's get voter ID. Hey, let's look at the election fraud. Hey, let's look at this. Yes, he did mention it. But he wanted this to be brought up by the people. He went through the legal route all the way up to the Supreme Court. And that turned the legislators into looking at this. Because remember, they presented a lot of evidence during the hearings, and the legislatures heard this. And if you look at Georgia, Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, they're actually creating new laws with voter ID. The Democrats, they're very, very angry at this. The puppet masters are very, very angry at this. I think Joe Biden is looking at the DOJ to go after these type of laws, trying to get rid of them, because they know if there's voter ID and they change the laws with absentee ballots and ballots and the Dominion machines, can they cheat? No. Now, what's very interesting is they keep telling us that voter ID is racist, but vaccine passports, that isn't. Well, I guess if you call it a voter passport, I guess that wouldn't be racist. But anyhow, they do this because it removes their ability to cheat. And yes, there was another poll that was done. And you know what it shows? It shows that 70% of blacks support voter ID. So their whole argument that it's racist, that blacks have trouble using the internet, that they won't know how to vote, well, it seems that the black community is saying, no, I think it's a good idea that we have voter ID. And yes, we can use the internet. We know how. So this is backfiring on them. So what do we see happening right now? Everything's being exposed and it's all backfiring on them. Why do you think Trump, in his first 4 years, reversed everything that they, mostly reversed everything that they did? Because he wanted them to put it back. He wanted people to see it firsthand. He wanted people to get angry. That's what we're experiencing right now. Now, what's very interesting is that the Strategic Command, STRATCOM, they tweeted out something very, very strange. Now, remember, this has to do with the security codes for launching nuclear missiles. Now, there are four things in the nuclear football: the black book containing the retaliatory options, a book listing classified site locations, a manila folder with 8 or 10 pages stapled together giving a description of procedures for emergency broadcast system, and a 3x5 inch card with authentication codes. These codes need to match up with the one held by the U.S. Strategic Command, STRATCOM. So all of a sudden, a tweet went out by the U.S. Strategic Command, and it was a bunch of letters and semicolons. People got nervous. Did they accidentally put out a code or something? Or did an animal or did someone trip and this is what was put out there and they hit enter? We don't know. And U.S. Strategic Command, they apologized for this. And they said it was an accident. Now, it's just very interesting. And that reminds me of Post 2187. This is September 16, 2018. It says, test Thursday by DOD to confirm free flow of direct comms. POTUS, special authority required. Think the football. NSA monitoring for any attempts to disrupt and or term access. Central command. Now, once again, was there someone there trying to give the code out? Was this a test? Because we know the Patriots are monitoring all of this. And yes, I do believe that Trump and the Patriots, they're monitoring all of this. The military is in control. Trump is in control. And I do believe he's shadowing Biden and, yes, Obama in the basement. I do believe the Patriots are completely in control of the situation. And the reason why I say this is because Dan Scavino and Trump, they're putting out messages over and over and over again. Dan Scavino once again put up a fighter jet, which circled back, which came back around, which means we're coming back around again. Trump just launched his new website, 45office.com. And there are many pictures on this. And one of them, he's in military outfit, a jacket and a hat. He's saluting. Looks like he's on a ship. And there's the letter Z in the background. And Mel Q put this out, and Anon looked at this and said, this is very interesting. The Z is the 26th letter of the alphabet, and it says the following, and this is from November 1st, 2017. Think about it logically. The only way is the military, fully controlled, save and spread, once 11.3 verifies as first marker. Has it been verified? Well, according to the DOD, their documentation, 11.3 is verified. Does this mean the military is going to fly in with helicopters and troops are going to come in? No, I do believe that in the end, the military is going to control the situation. Look at Myanmar. I believe this is being projected out there to show you what is going to happen. Why do you think Mike Pompeo said we're watching Myanmar election very, very closely? And this was back in the fall of 2020. He said it on purpose. What happened there? The military took over because of election fraud. Did they arrest every single person? No, they're maintaining control. What else are they doing? They're going to have another election. I do believe this is what this is all about. Where does Durham fit in? Remember, Trump just mentioned Durham the other day. Either Durham, during this period of time, is going to release information or go ahead and unseal the indictments. Maybe at the same time, before, but this is going to coincide with everything that's going on. And yesterday we talked about how Trump crashed a wedding in Mar-a-Lago, and he was talking about Joe Biden. He was telling everyone about the border, how it's destroying the country, how they cheated in the election. And he said something very interesting around the 2 minute mark. And he said that there's a lot of things that are happening right now. Take a listen.
They said, get 66 million votes, sir, and the election's over. Well, I got 75 million, and they said, but you know, you saw what happened. 10:30 in the evening, all of a sudden, they said, that's a strange thing. Why are they closing up certain places? Right? Now, a lot of things happening right now.
Now, what's very interesting, he doesn't look like he's shook up. It doesn't look like he's scared. He looks very relaxed. He looks like he has everything under control. Remember, Trump does not like to lose. And he doesn't play the game the way everyone thinks he's going to play the game. Optics, of course, are very important. And I do believe the deep state, the puppet masters, they've underestimated him. They underestimated the American people. And I think Trump was counting on this. And this is why he's exposing everything, getting people to wake up. And people are waking up. This is going to continue for how much longer, we don't know. I don't think it's going to be that much longer. But I do believe the plan is to trap these individuals with everything that they're doing. And yes, he's going to be producing a lot of information. And yes, they're never going to know what hit them. And I do believe when Q has told us that the military is the only way forward, the military is going to control the situation. The military is going to maintain peace while this happens. Because think about what the deep state's going to do. The deep state's going to try to push their foot soldiers to go after different individuals, cities, the capital. Yes, we're going to see most likely insurrection. And I do believe the military is the only way forward because the military is going to have to stop this. Now, the military, they might also take it to the next level when Durham starts to release information where they might be in charge during this period of time where they make the arrests of certain individuals. Because as of right now, do you think the CIA, FBI, Department of Justice, under Biden, do you think they're going to do anything? No, I think Q has told us that the military, there are going to be military tribunals. I think this is going to have to be brought out of the civilian courts into the military court system. And I do believe that is what we're going to see. And yes, there's a lot happening behind the scenes. Trump, the Patriots, they've been planning this for a very long time. And optics are very important. Remember, Trump is not going to come out and make it seem like he's doing this. The people have to do it. And the people are doing it. They're doing it in Arizona. They're doing it in Michigan. They're doing it in Wisconsin. They're doing it in Georgia. Why do you think these laws are getting passed? Why do you think Biden, the puppet masters, the mainstream media, why do you think they're so angry? Why do you think the Major League Baseball Association came out where they said they're not going to have their game in Georgia? I mean, isn't that blackmail? Aren't they trying to force the legislatures to remove that law by threatening them? Remember, all of this is being done, and it has to be done by we the people. And everything now is being put into place. And yes, Trump knows when he's going to strike. The deep state doesn't, but he knows exactly when he's going to hit them and hit them hard. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.